Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to share something because I always do this when this happens, because I think it's good to get this on recording when it happens. And again, I don't know what this means when these things are happening. Like, I don't know why they're happening. But I just had like a major case of deja vu, a major case, like literally something just happened that I don't remember if I dreamt about it or if this is something that I had almost like seen happen. I don't know. And I don't know if you want to call it clairvoyant or what you want to call it, but I've talked about these things before. And I want to point out that I'm so glad I made this list. I made a list about 2 months ago of, I titled it Clairvoyant Experiences and What They Might Mean. So this is just a list for myself. And I categorize when these things tend to happen. So I'm going to look at my list literally right now. It just happened. I looked at my phone and there was some news about something that was an exact news story that I had already seen it. And I was going to message somebody, or somebody on YouTube about what they had just discovered. And no, it wasn't the Idaho case that I've talked about. This is something else. But it was the exact news story, and the news stories next to it were the exact news stories I'd already seen. And I don't know what this means. I don't know if this means I can see into the future. I don't know what the hell this means. But I have a list of when this tends to happen. So again, I don't remember if I dreamt about this or what, but I definitely had seen this before. But in regards, so there's four different little categories here when clairvoyant experiences tend to happen. And I know that this might not relate to complex PTSD, or maybe it does, because one reason a lot of this happens is related to stress. So if you struggle with a lot of stress and you have things like this happen to you too, maybe you have the same thing happening. I don't know. I just like to get it on recording when it happens, because if I don't, and then something more happens with it, I would say, oh my gosh, this happened. And then you would think I'm making it up, but I'm not, because I'm getting it on a recording right now. But so one of the times when this can happen is dreams. What I did that brought on this dream, I don't know. I don't know what brought on the dream. But I've literally had 1, 2, 3 situations where I've had dreams about things and they tend to come true, but they're usually related to, and I made this on my list here, all three of the situations where that happened, the person that I knew was someone I personally know. So in this case, this is not someone I personally know. And in my dream, they're also in danger. And two of these situations of the danger, they came true. The other one I don't know about because there was never any follow through. So I don't know. And that related to a dream about a classmate from high school. And then I saw her best friend, who I hadn't seen in 20 years, 5 days later, right after I had a dream that involved something scary about this classmate. And I thought, well, that's weird that I saw her best friend 5 days later, who I haven't seen in 20 years. So I don't think it's related to a dream. But coincidences, signs, is another category. Coincidences or synchronized things happening is another category. And then another one, coincidences, synchronized, what was I doing that brought this on? So underneath these three different things, coincidences, signs, what I was doing to bring it on, high stress, and what I mean by a sign is, if I'm thinking very catastrophically, a sign is shown to me. And I was not thinking catastrophically at this time, so that's not it either. It's not a dream. I don't think it's a dream, because it wasn't someone I personally know. And it's not a coincidence or a sign, meaning I wasn't thinking catastrophically to the point of hurting myself. and then being shown a sign. So it's not those two. The next one on my list is coincidence is synchronized. What I was doing that brought this on, high stress or depression. I watched something that relates to this. It was the stress that led to the clairvoyant experience. So for that example, there's a couple of different movies on here where I have talked to you guys and then like that movie will come on TV, or I'll be talking about split personality and then I'll watch a movie and it's about split personality and I didn't even relate the two when I started watching the movie. Because I'd done that podcast about dissociative identity disorder. And I don't think that that's it either, although that could be it. The last thing on my list is synchronized coincidences. What was I doing that brought this on? So I have on my list here, fighting boredom, hopelessness, cure for isolation, and drinking, also addressing fears and financial issues. I think it's saying I'm on the right path. So was I doing something that I don't normally do that is good for me? So basically fighting something. So when I say fighting boredom, that means I'm fighting something that I've been, that's been holding me back. And yes, I did do that. Remember I told you I went back on track with my book reading? So I went back into my fight. I'm fighting the boredom so that hopelessness doesn't eat me alive. So I'm feeling almost like this might be more of what's going on, because I had just done that podcast with you guys about how I got back on my routine. And so let's see here. So I'm just reading through some of this. Oh, so this is coincidences with things that I'm reading and talking about. So me mentioning the Voyager spacecraft that got sent out to space, and then I literally turned on an episode of the X-Files, and it was about the Voyager. Literally, the first second of the show was the Voyager. It was that episode where they show it playing music in space. Another older example would be the paper on Elihu Wolcott and the guy who lived in my house. This was saying I was on the right track. So I think it's more this. I think it's me being on the right track. And the reason I point this out is if I don't keep a list like this, it'll literally make me crazy wondering what in the hell is going on, because it's too freaky. It's too weird. And I'm not making this up. Like this is really happening. And I'm trying to find the pattern here is what's happening. But I think that this is what it is. So I'm still fighting things that would normally bring me down, and I found the cure for it. This is why I think I told you I found a cure for boredom, and it literally works. It's fascinating. I've tried to find a cure for it for over a decade, or at least 5 years, since the event happened. But you know, it's anytime I fight or I'm focusing on something that is, it's what I should be focusing on, things tend to open up or show themselves to me, like literally show themselves to me. So again, I don't think I had a dream about this. I don't know where I saw this, but when this thing popped up on my phone just now, my first thought was, I've already seen this. This is a news article I already saw, but it's something that literally just happened within the last hour. It's regarding these two women they just found their bodies in Oklahoma. It was like a crime related to some child custody thing, but it literally just happened. It was like breaking news. And I was laying in bed for the past hour and a half trying to go to sleep. And when I went back to my phone, it says bodies found related to this. It was on Daily Mail, by the way. And I thought, well, I couldn't have already seen it if I was laying in bed. And it broke after I was laying in bed. You know, I didn't already see this. This is brand new. Because as soon as I saw it, I thought, I'm going to message this person who follows true crime and tell them. But I had already seen the article. And I thought, well, this can't be possible. It's weird. There's just something strange about it. you know, it's just very weird to me. But I don't know if you guys have these clairvoyant things happen with you. And for me, it doesn't have to do with true, it doesn't have to be about true crime. That's just what the story just happened to be about. It could have been a story about anything. Cause I, like I said, the other articles that were next to it, I had already seen those articles, but they were not anything on that site that I had already seen. Like even the way it was listed side by side with the photos and everything with celebrities and all this other stuff, I had already seen it, and I don't know where I saw it at, but it wasn't, I don't think it was in a dream. But it's fascinating to me to, you know, to see when it tends to happen. Cause so for example, when I wrote my play back in 2019, I told you guys that was a play about the event. I wrote a whole play about the event, and we stage produced it with like 10 people were in the play. We stage produced it. And whenever I did that, that was me fighting a huge fear. So when you're fighting a fear and you're opening up and expressing it, I can't tell you all of the weird coincidental things that happened when I did that play, because, and I think it's because I was fighting this fear. So like I said, under one of the lists here, fighting boredom, hopelessness, cure for isolation, all these other things. So when I did my 401k, that was me fighting the fear and the financial, I was wondering what this was about, fighting the fear of financial problems. Cause I told you how afraid I was of that. I was petrified of it. And I fought my fear and handled it. And something must have happened around that time when I did that, because I have that written down here. I don't remember now what it was, but there must have been some type of a clairvoyant situation related to, maybe related to money or related to savings or retirement. I can just say that anytime that I do this, when I fight a fear, there's a lot of little clues and synchronicities that just pop up all over the place. And so maybe that's what this is. Maybe that's where this is coming from. I don't know why it would be that story in Oklahoma, because I haven't been following it. I've heard a little bit about it, and I know a guy who is following it, but it's not anything I've been into. It's just been a big news story. But again, it's not something I'm super into, so I don't know why that would pop up. Why that would be the thing that would stand out to me, I have no idea. Again, I don't know if this is clairvoyance. I don't know if you guys deal with this. You know, I don't know if this is related, because I can say whenever I have my dreams, those are related at times when people are in danger. But again, those are people that I know personally. I don't know these people personally in Oklahoma. I've never been to Oklahoma. But my dreams, one was related to a roommate, and it literally happened. What it happened, like what I dreamt about happened. The other one was about my old neighbor. And then another one was about my high school classmate. And for two of them, they happened. Like I said, the other one, I don't know, because I haven't seen my classmate. I just saw her old best friend, but I haven't seen that classmate in years. So I don't know what happened to her, if what I dreamt about happened to her. I don't know. But again, it's always someone I know in a personal way. So this person from high school, I knew in a personal way, but I haven't seen them in years. And then again, if I'm having catastrophic thinking, I can have coincidences, but I have not been having catastrophic thinking. So that's not, and usually whenever I do have that catastrophic thinking, I'm shown a sign of something, or something presents itself to me. And that's different from what just happened. And the other one is just times of high stress. But I wouldn't say that I'm highly stressed today. I had an unusual day. I did a lot of walking today. I did a lot of walking I don't normally do. Like I normally walk around the park, but I did a lot of extra walking just because I went to go get a coffee, and then I went to lunch, and I did things I don't normally do on a Sunday, so my day was a little different, but I wasn't stressed. So I don't know. It must be coming from continuing to fight my boredom. And I've told you guys, in the last 3 weeks or so, really good things have been happening to me. That's still happening, by the way. All of these, like, really good things. Like, these really, like, people wanting to be around me. That's still happening. Like, and I don't know where it's coming from. Like, I had a really great tip yesterday at work. Like, it was a brand new client, and she said, oh, I'll definitely be back to see you. And she signed up again to see me, and she tipped me really, really good. And just the best compliments. And it's just, it's a little eerie because it's great. I'll take it. You know, I'm not complaining, but at the same time, it's like, is something going on? Like, is there something going on in the universe or the world or, you know, something happening? Is it me? You know, it's, and I've told you guys, I have to be really careful because I have in the past had issues with thinking that I'm special or like I'm, you know, there's something else going on here. And so when I have all this happening like this, it really kicks that ego. It kicks that whole mentality of maybe I am special. Maybe there is something here. And I have to really rein that in. I just did all those episodes about restraint. So this is a time when I have to use restraint and think logically. And, you know, if good things are coming, great. You know, I've also been working on my confidence, like self-esteem building. So again, I'm fighting multiple fronts here. When I say I'm fighting boredom, I'm fighting hopelessness, I'm also fighting low self-esteem. And I did it today. I actually did something that was good for my self-esteem. It was me being confident. And it's a very different world, by the way. I'm already starting to notice that by me changing my behavior in certain scenarios. I can really see the emptiness of how some of my past actions used to be when they were rooted in that low self-esteem or that rooted in that sort of like hopelessness mentality. And before I end this episode, again, this was mostly about the synchronism, clairvoyant, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what it is. Again, I don't claim to be a psychic. I don't know why this stuff happens. But one thing I wanted to add in relation to that last episode I did about camping, where I talked about camping and projects and things that really build value. I was watching a show tonight, and I don't remember what I was watching now, but they had a cake. And I was thinking a really good way, if you want to do something that could be just a super temporary project, but I did mention cooking, like cooking a big meal. One thing I think would be kind of cool that I've never done before is to bake like a birthday cake or just bake like somewhat of an elaborate cake. Because I'm not a baker. I don't think I've ever been good at baking. I'm good at cooking, like cooking hot meals, but I don't know that I'm good at baking things, like baking bread or anything. But I thought it would be kind of a fun thing to just try to do as a project and really put like time and effort into it and maybe even buy one of those little squeezy bags that you squeeze the icing out of to decorate the cake. I don't know what it's called. You know, a baker's cake bag. I don't know what that thing's called. An icing bag. But I thought it would be kind of cool and put like fresh fruit on it, like strawberries or blueberries or, you know, just any little thing. Like if you had a coconut cake, you know, put jelly beans on it or something. But, you know, just make a nice cake and take it somewhere and like share it with people and, you know, have it be like something special, but it could be something that you appreciate and it's something that you put a lot of time and effort into. I was just thinking of that. That could be another idea for a project. You know, something sort of out of the ordinary. But I just wanted to add that really quick because I thought it was another, just another good idea for something. But I will say, if you can do anything that you can keep long term. So like for me, I have two photographs I took and I framed them. This was years ago. I had a photographer print them for me and we framed them and we hung them up and they've been in my living room for probably 4 years now. And I enjoy them every day. And they're photos of a local pond with like pine trees around it and a fountain and everything. And then the puzzle I did is another example. I put a lot of time into that puzzle. And then I framed it and it hangs on my wall and I see it every day. That's the whole point. I see it every day and I like it. I love it and I appreciate it. Every day I see it and I think, you know, I really took the time to do that 1,000-piece puzzle. It took me a couple months, but I framed it and it's a really nice picture. So be picky about what picture you pick when you pick a puzzle. I picked a waterfall at Yosemite and I just like the nature image helps me kind of escape and feel like I'm in nature. And that's why I took photos of the pond with the trees around it, because it reminds me of nature. But just taking the time out to, you know, I spent money for those photos to be printed by a photographer and he framed them and everything. So I put time and money into them. It wasn't just, you know, I took a photo and it's on my phone and then I stick it on a social media, which I'm not on social media, but you know, just something that gets lost in my phone. But I took the time to value it and I see them every day. And I think that's really important as a daily reminder. But a cake could be something as just a fun experience, kind of like camping. They're projects that are experiences, whereas maybe like a model plane or a model sailboat is more something you could see every day, or could even be something that you make as a gift for somebody, and you know, let them know that you made it, and it's something they could keep forever. So I just wanted to add a few things on there. You know, making a cake. But again, I just did this because I wanted to record this when it happened. I don't know why this stuff happens, but I literally had seen that news piece before, but it wasn't even out when I last looked at the news. It wasn't even out. And I swear I'd seen it. Like it was the exact image and everything. And even the images next to it, it just blew my mind. And I thought, this is really weird. This is strange. So I don't know. I don't know if this stuff happens to you guys, but it happens to me. And I just want to record it because I know if I don't record this and then something more happens with it, then I wouldn't have anything to back me up to prove what I was even talking about. So this is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.